We have three scientists here who are retired, and I represented the theologian, and we had a marvelous time discussing intelligent, what's the name of that word? Intelligent. That's the people that are trying to sell the Genesis account.
Design?
Intelligent.
Intelligent design?
Artificial? That's it. Intelligent design.
Huh.
And the word has got a meaning to it, intelligent design.
What does that mean? I'm confused.
Well, in Genesis says that there was there was Adam and Eve, and God created them, and so forth. And yeah, I said he breathed into man a living soul. Something unique about this physical frame that's my mind, and I believe that, quote, God is mind. God is truth, God is love, God is spirit, God is electricity, God is the energy, unbegun beginning, and sustainer of everything on this planet and the other planets where we may find some form of life.
Now, would that change your spirituality at all? There was life elsewhere? No?
Just a little drop of sand from the stars that have been put together in an amazing kind of combination. To have this good body at 93 is just amazing.
Heck yeah. Hmm? Yeah, you're in great shape.
Yeah, well, I walk around the beach every 3 mornings a week, and we have stimulating discussion all the time. Now, today we'll spend time studying the world and listening to what's happening. And our president, our emperor president, who says he just jar twisted and he said, we're going to finish it. We'll probably never finish it. Mm. We're involved with that part of the world as long as we live. Okay, I'm ready to go on the air.
All right, let's see. It's now, what don't I?
10 after 12.
I'm going to sit over here with you.
Okay.
Make sure we're both on webcam here. So we got our cam.
Excellent.
And we have Tassie is in the room, but we're doing a little, for continuation or continuity with the previous footage we have.
I just realized maybe we'll just do a camp on me on this camera.
Mm-hmm. So Tassie's in the room. Bobo is in the room as well on camera. We're taking a little footage to add to some documentary footage we took a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I wanted to have to film this is because it was many months ago that we started doing Hug Nation here.
Yes.
Remember that? And that's when we started with, we got you set up with a webcam,
yes,
and we got you a little microphone here, and we broadcast once a week. All
and
over the world.
And you created that idea. Inside of you, you said, let's do something different. Let's do that.
Right.
Now, that's what you're constantly doing in the new world in which you're a part, which is the computer age.
Right.
Trying to find new ideas, new thoughts.
I think that one of the neat things, I think that we have all this new technology, and too often, there's so much energy that's put into trying to find out how this new technology can make money.
Yes.
And what doesn't get as much attention is how this new technology can make us better people.
Quality of life.
And can help the world and make us understand each other better. I think we're getting closer and closer to that. I think
we're making headway.
Yeah. And that's what we've been trying to do, is trying to use these tools, these technology tools, to make the world a little bit smaller.
Excellent. We're doing it.
We are doing it.
We go around the world every, how many seconds?
It's almost just a matter of a fraction of a second.
Fraction of a second.
And that
I see my head move.
But every 4 seconds, people get an update of us.
Isn't that amazing?
See, there's you
and
showing.
And this man in Germany right now is watching it. Here's his letter. He wrote me a letter yesterday.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, he's a student. He's a law student in Bavaria, I think, somewhere like that. No, he's a law student. There's his. That's not his picture. He's
in Freiburg.
Freiburg, Germany.
Wow, that's great.
And he wrote this letter. And he sent me a lot of pictures.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that nice?
So that's a perfect example of trying to use this new technology to bring us closer together. So often technology has pushed us apart.
Yes.
Because we get all of our needs met, you know, through these little individual terminals, and so we don't have the need to interact with as much.
True.
Which people think is you know, it potentially could be a bad thing. So we're trying to use that same technology to bring us a little bit closer together.
Wonderful.
And
make the neighborhood a brotherhood somehow.
Exactly. Yeah. And one of my inspirations for a community of brotherhood and a community of love is Burning Man, which we've talked about a lot.
Yes.
And you have had many of your grandkids and even great-grandkids.
That's right. One girl, she's a third-year participant in Burning Man because I saw the pictures of her uncles hugging her and passing her around.
That's right. When she was 2.5, she had been to 3 Burning Mans.
That's right.
Which is very impressive.
Well, Burning Man is like the mecca for this generation, for some 29,000, I guess, last year. And here they make out of the desert, you bring everything in, and you have 29,000 people show up. You make streets, you have, I guess, an awful lot of toilets.
That's right. That's right.
And you sleep on the sand with your sleeping bag.
Right.
And some trailers come.
Sure, yeah.
And you don't sell anything.
That's right.
That's the big thing.
That's right. It's huge.
And the people who conceived this idea have built a tremendous experience. Of course, I went to a Burning Man in the Catholic Church.
Right.
40 years ago. There is just outside of Santa Fe, there's a huge little mountain there. Not a huge, a large one. And the martyrs were killed. They call it the Hill of the Martyrs. And so one Sunday night, we went to the Catholic Church and we all took candles. And we had 3 matriarchal bands. What do you call them? Matriarchal?
I don't know.
They're bands of people who play guitars and we sing. And we had the songs of out of the Catholic Church. And we marched up that hill to a full moon. I'll never forget it. And that was the... And then the night before, they had a huge man made out of wood from the lumber yard. And they burned that man. We watched that band and they sang as they had Burning Man. Now that's the one I saw 40 years ago.
Well, you were old school Burning Man.
I'm an old school. Right. That's right, old school.
Well, I love that we have a shared experience, even though they're slightly different.
Well, but I want you to take that and burn the Bible. You burned my Bible for weddings.
That's right.
And this is my mother's Bible, and I learned things from that I never knew, because there was the name of my little brother there, John Shikles.
And he lived how long?
And I knew that, I'd heard my mother say that she had a child that was born and then lived about 5 days. And then, just shortly afterwards, about 6 months later, my father died in that terrible plague, because it went over the earth, and more people died of influenza in 1917 and 18 than died in all the wars we fought.
Wow.
Oh, my uncle's, his wife and 2 sisters all died. My father died, and I'll never forget it. It was just a plague that came.
But you weren't even sure that about your younger brother?
No, I didn't know that. But it was gives the date he was born and all that stuff.
Wow. So this is your mother's Bible.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I took that page out. I have it here. I took that page out. I'll show you right now.
Yeah, show me. I want to see.
See, I took that page out because this is the way people used to keep track. They had family Bibles.
All right.
And here it is. Here it is. John Allen Shikles. I never knew his name before. And there's the death. Herman O. Shikles. That's my father.
And so you keep track of the deaths and births.
Here we are. My name was Jackson Elroy Shikles. Born April the 9th, 1912, and John Allen Shikles, born March the 17th, 1916.
Can I hold that up?
Isn't that amazing what happens there? Look at that. You've got the births, you have the marriages, and you have the whole matter of the deaths.
Isn't
that
something?
That's the old school. That's what your parents and your great-grandparents used to do, that sort of thing.
So this is the rest of your mother's Bible.
That's the rest of the Bible.
We'll put this in the temple.
Put it in the fire and just think, my grandfather, who was 93, said, burn it, because that's what you're supposed to do with Bibles. And in the Quran, too, it's very sacred. You have to be very careful how you handle the Quran. Just put it in the fire, and it goes up in flames. And the flames have so much to tell us about life. Fire and water, beauty all around us.
Wonderful. Well, I'm...
Thank you.
Very appreciative. And I love that... I'm thankful that you respect... my traditions.
I do.
and you understand them, and I it means a lot to me that you let me bring a piece of you.
That's right.
To my special place.
Thank you very much.
And so one thing we're going to do next week.
Yes.
So I'm going to be at Burning Man next week, so I won't be here.
That's right.
But Jimmy's going to come here next week.
Oh, really?
So my brother will come here next week.
Yes.
And he's going to help you log on so that you can still do Hug Nation from here next
good.
Week. And then Tassie and I are going to lead Hug Nation from Burning Man.
Really?
At the same time.
And he'll help me get it.
Right. So at 1
what a world.
At 1 p.m. a week from today,
yeah.
You and Jimmy will do Hug Nation from here.
Yes.
And Tassie and I will do it from the center camp at Burning Man. And so we'll just have to know, we won't be on camera, but you'll have to know
yeah.
in your mind that we're going to be thinking of you, and if you think of us,
yeah.
then we can...
Well, thoughts transcend time and space.
Exactly. So we're going to really put Hug Nation to the test.
Okay.
Next week.
Wonderful.
So I'm
That's
very
amazing.
Excited about that, and this has been, since we started doing Hug Nation, this has been one of the great treats in my life.
Well, thank you.
And thanks for sharing.
I'm excited, too. Well, we ought to hug each other.
All right,
we
better go into Hug Nation. Let's do Hug Nation
now. I think about
now.
You who have responded to Tasha. Some 12 or 20 of you have responded over these last few months as we have touched you in terms of mind and spirit and breathed. May the very best in life come to you, and may you constantly be aware of wonder and truth and beauty and love.
Hmm. Well, we're going to, on our last, our Hug Nation before Burning Man, we are here in Southern California, and we are going to hold ourselves by the shoulders, wherever you are right now, grab yourself by the shoulders. If you're on webcam, make sure that we can see you grabbing your shoulders, wherever you are. And you might be across the block, down the street, in another state or in another country. Make sure we still get our visual there. But Hug Nation is about letting go of all those physical differences and forgetting where your feet are at and trying to remember where your heart and your head is at. And so for a few seconds, as you grab yourselves, imagine that you're not grabbing your shoulders, but you're grabbing the shoulders of your neighbors, of the people down the street, maybe of the person that cut you off and that you're angry with, or the person that you saw in the news that frustrated you. Imagine that at your core you would much rather hug those people than hurt those people. So let's try to sit in that energy, that one where we send out positivity and love and brotherhood and sisterhood, and try to give a squeeze and realize that what you're squeezing is just a piece of the whole, a piece of the one. We are all connected, and we can all radiate that love towards one another. And feel those arms squeezing you, not just as your arms, but as the arms of everyone else, of people in other countries. Imagine that you're hugging all those people in places where people are scared and frightened and maybe angry. And imagine if you could actually give them a hug and let them know that you feel what they feel, you are part of them, and you wish them nothing but light in their life. So squeeze and see that light spreading between us all, like a spider web. All across the globe.
Mm-hmm. We are brothers and sisters.
Mm.
We're all on a pilgrimage. Thank you.
Happy Hug Nation. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be hugging you next week from here and from the playa. And we thank you for sending out your love. Thank you for receiving our love. Thanks for amplifying that love and making that a part of your daily walk.
You're going to be sleeping in a lake bed, and it goes back to centuries ago, billions and billions.
That's right.
In that area.
It transcends time.
And then you have temporary experience of beauty and love and touching one another, and then they clear it all out, and you go back to where you back into the world.
And hopefully we're recharged enough that we can keep that love.
You have come back a changed person. I know that a couple of times. And I've been impressed by, this was something.
That's true.
Blessings on you.
Blessings on you. Thank
you.
You, Grandpa.
Thank you.
Mm.
Okay.
We'll take this.
A real one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Grandpa, thank you.
Okay. all ready to go? You too.
Yes,
thank you. This is the article. Where did I put the article? I'll get it here. I think I've got our address rather than you having it. Pardon me.
Which address?
Yeah.
Mario.
Do you want us to send that to him?
Huh?
Do you want us to send it, or do you want us to get you the address?
I think I'd better keep it for now.
Okay.
Yeah. Here you are. This is your current.
Oh, thank you.
Can I keep this?
Contentless couple of it, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I read all of them. We have 5 newspapers.